Good evening, everyone. Greet each one in Jesus' precious name. It's good to see everyone out tonight, even though it is a little later. At baptism service and a council service, I never preached either one of them before, so I had to think about it. I'm just going to speak a little bit on baptism and then a little bit on counsel. Examine yourself in 1 Corinthians. And then I have some... I was impressed with a few verses in 2 Timothy. So first let's turn to Matthew 3. This is where Jesus was baptized. Matthew 3, verse 13. I'll read verse 13 to 16. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered, said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. Now you can turn to Acts chapter 2. Acts 2, verse 38. This is Peter preaching here. Acts 2, verse 38 says, Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's where we get our repentance comes before baptism. Chauncey and Melinda both became Christians earlier, repented, and now they want to be baptized. Turn to Acts 8, verse 12 and 13. Acts 8, verse 12. When they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God, and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. And verse 13, Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. I turn to Matthew 28 yet. There's another verse I'd like to... This in here, I think, is very familiar to each one of us. Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Jesus wants Christians to be baptized, and he wants people to go out and baptize others as well. Baptism is an outward testimony of an inner new birth experience. Hey, one way to look at it is, did you ever see like a doctor or a policeman? They wear special clothing whenever they're on duty. Does a policeman, does his uniform make him a policeman? No, it doesn't. He wears his uniform because he is a policeman. If I would put some policeman's clothing on, it wouldn't make me a policeman. I could just change tires, is about all I can do. So he wears his uniform because he's a policeman. So baptism doesn't make you a Christian. You are baptized because you are a Christian. You want to follow Jesus' teachings. Now you can turn to 1 Corinthians 11. verse 28. Thinking just a little bit on council service here. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Is my heart clean this evening? It's a question that I want to ask myself. Is there unconfessed sin in my life? This evening, do you have peace with God this evening? Is everything right between me and God? Do I have peace with my brother? Am I willing to work with the church standards? How is my heart? Is my heart this evening after God? We can easily this evening fool people, but we cannot fool God. God knows everything. Now you can turn into your Bibles to 2 Timothy. Recently I read over these verses and I was very impressed with these. 2 Timothy 2. I'd like to read verse 3 and 4. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that worth entangleth himself with affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Now turn over to chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. See, this is at the end of Paul's life, and he was writing these things to Timothy. Verse 7, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. This evening I want to title the message, A Good Soldier of Jesus Christ. See, that doesn't say just a soldier, it's a good soldier. I like how you put that. I want to look at five qualities of a good soldier. I want to just compare a little bit with a soldier in the army to a soldier of Jesus Christ. Verse 3 there, it says, Thou therefore endure hardness. And I think it's, I don't know just a whole lot about an army or a soldier in the army, but reading, apparently it's pretty hard work for them to be in the army. The first point I have under a good soldier of Jesus Christ is he is a follower. That implies relationship. And the first step is to join the army. When a soldier wants to go in the army, he has to join. The first step is to join the army. For the Christian soldier this evening, how do I get into God's army? It's by receiving Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Turn to John 3, verse 3. I'm going to be turning to quite a few references. John 3, verse 3. John 3, verse 3 reads like this. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We need to receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now turn to Acts 16, verse 31. Acts 16, verse 31. And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. In order to get into God's army, we need to have received Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Another one under he is a follower would be, it implies rank. There is always someone higher than you. The same is true in the Lord's army. Jesus Christ leads the way. To be a good soldier this evening, we must follow Jesus Christ. Turn to 1 Corinthians 6. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We are not ourselves. We are of God. God made us this evening. The third thing I want to see under he is a follower, it implies rule. To refuse to follow orders is treason. And we are in the Lord's army. We must obey headquarters, Jesus Christ. I'll turn to Matthew 16, verse 24. Matthew 16, verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Notice the call of Christ has not changed. Let's turn to James 4, James 4, verse 17. James 4, verse 17, that's if I can find it. I think I'm too far. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Oh, here I got it. James 4, verse 17. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. If we refuse to live as the Lord desires, then we have crossed the line from a follower to a traitor. The second point I want to look at is the second quality of a good soldier is he is faithful. And it can be seen in his patience. He endures hardship. He does not quit. Different times you see a soldier, they might be carrying another soldier on their back for miles. And they go through a lot of hardship. He realizes there will be troubles along the way. And he is not sidetracked by their troubles. His goal is to win. And same way with a Christian soldier, He understands that pain is often part of the Christian experience. As always, remember, we are not alone. Jesus is with us. The second one I want to look at under He is faithful is He can be seen in His priorities. He seeks to please the commander. A good soldier knows that anything which interferes with his performance in the military must be done away with. Same way to the soldier of Jesus Christ. When Satan comes to us with maybe bad thoughts, temptations, things that will tangle us in the affairs of this life, like in verse 4 there of 2 Timothy, that will interfere with our performance to follow Jesus. A couple questions. Who comes first in my life? Whatever and whoever it is, that is your God. Back to 2 Timothy again. Verse 4 there. That he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Pleasing Jesus ought to be the first priority of every child of God this evening. The third thing I want to look at is as far as the quality of a good soldier. He is familiar. He is familiar with the sound of the commander's voice. The way to get familiar with the Lord's voice is to spend more time listening. Do you know him when he speaks? Turn to 2 Corinthians 11. Second Corinthians 11, verse 14. The second thing I want to look under is he is familiar with the strategy of the enemy. Verse 14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. A good soldier knows the enemy is ever active and never resting. A good soldier knows that the enemy is shrewd and ever attacking. To the Christian soldier, we must realize our enemy, the devil, is very strong. But we also know God is stronger than Satan. Jesus is greater than any enemy we will ever face. Another point under he is familiar would be he's familiar with the shadows of his friends. A good soldier not only cares about his own welfare, he looks out for his fellow soldiers. To be a good soldier of Jesus Christ, we must bear ye one another's burdens in Galatians 6, verse 2. The fourth thing I would like to see is the quality of a good soldier. He is a fighter. See, he makes three statements in these verses that describe a good soldier. Go to verse 2 Timothy 4, verse 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. The first one I'd like to look under, he is a fighter, is he is determined. The good soldier does not run from the fight. Instead, he stands his ground and fights the battle until the battle is over. The soldier of Jesus Christ will stay in the battle. Many Christians have dropped out of the Christian battle this evening. Let's keep the faith of Jesus. Don't be among the number that are dropping out. The second part of verse 7 there, I have finished my course. I have written here, he is driven. The second point under he is a fighter is he is driven. A good soldier realizes that the battle does not run according to his time frame, but he is driven to finish. This evening, are you a Christian soldier driven to finish? What would it take this evening to make you quit? Many Christians are about one disaster away from quitting on the Lord. Let's serve Jesus to the end. The third point under he is a fighter is he is dedicated. The good soldier dedicates himself to keep the oath regardless of the personal cost. This evening, the faith needs to be precious to the soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, the fifth thing I would like to see under the quality of a good soldier, he is a finisher. The first point I have under there is he has resolve. A soldier is in it for the long haul. He does not quit at the first hint of trouble. He's a finisher. As a soldier of Jesus Christ, are we finishers? There's so many people this evening that are giving up. Let's stay with Jesus the whole way through. Another point I have under he is a finisher is he has his reward. Why does a good soldier endure hardness? Why does he stay in the fight? Why does he follow the leader selflessly? I think it's because he knows that at the end of the war, every deed will be rewarded by the commander in chief. For the soldier of Jesus Christ who stays in the battle, there will come a glad day of blessing. They will hear the Lord say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." Just a few questions for us to think about. Would you classify yourself as a good soldier of Jesus Christ? I know there are times that I could be a better soldier. When you pass from the scenes of life, will it be said that you were a good soldier of the Lord? Just a few closing thoughts. One of the logos in the army is "No One Left Behind." Isn't that a perfect logo for the Christian this evening? We want others to get to heaven. Turn to Matthew 7, a few more verses yet in closing. Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14. "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." And then turn to John 14, verse 6. Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Let's choose life this evening. Let's choose Jesus Christ. Did you ever hear of the miners You probably heard of the California gold miners that were, many of them lost their life trying to find gold. And let's keep mining promises out of the Bible. Let's be miners. I read somewhere there's around 7,000 promises in the Bible. I was just thinking, if Chauncey and Melinda would study one of those promises every day, they would be 35. Chauncey would be 35 years old when he reads the last promise. By that time, he'll be old enough he'll want to start over again. We have everything we need in God's Word to be a good soldier. All we need to do as humans is to avail ourselves to being a good soldier of Jesus Christ. In closing, turn to Matthew 10, one verse I'd like to read. Matthew 10, verse 22. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. So as we go from here, let's be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Someday we could be with heaven with Jesus.